This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello. We are shaking things up this evening. There is no song at the beginning. I don't know how comfortable I am with this, but I guess I'm going to have to get comfortable because this is the way we're doing things now at FUBAR. Is that right? Yes. Good. Well, welcome to Access All Areas, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have a special guest co-host with me this evening. Do you prefer Alex or Alexandra?
Alex is totally cool. Alexandra is way too many syllables.
You're absolutely right. It is. Yeah. It's Alex from Love Island 2018.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Thank God. I was having to work that out then. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks so much for coming in. Pretty last minute as well. So
all good.
It's really good to have you here.
I work well under pressure, babes.
That is what we like to hear, yeah. Because we've got guests galore tonight. Yeah, what have you been up to? What's going down?
Gosh, it's been non-stop really for me from the minute I stepped out of the villa. But things have started to calm down a little bit, found my feet. And I'm now able to start kind of doing the things that I would like to do rather than just being pulled from pillar to post.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm finding my ground.
You have an absolutely huge social media following.
Thank you.
Which is insane. Over 1 million people.
I know. It's crazy,
isn't
it? On
Instagram.
Yeah.
What is that like? I've got 1,300 and I feel the pressure. I don't really.
Well, it is a lot of pressure. But you know what? I guess it's a number on your page, so you don't really compute like actually how many people they are. If you were an artist and you put 1.3 million people in front of you on a stage,
you wouldn't be able to see the back.
No,
the
I'd
crowd.
Probably poop my pants and run away. But yeah, it's crazy. And I guess the pressure that you feel is, you know, what content you put out, how it's going to be perceived, people's reactions, you know, and I
How do
I
people learn. Generally react? Do you get a lot of trolling? Because I know a lot of the Love Islanders over the years have really suffered with that.
It has its moments. I've had a lot of support, which I'm so grateful for. Like, people have been so lovely to me. And I'm not really a bit of a bitch. So, like, I tend to not get that much like negativity in terms of
don't
response.
Put it out in the world, you won't get it back.
No, law of attraction and all that. So I've had a great response. I mean, there have been a couple of things where I'm a bit like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that, but it's what I've wanted to put out. So if you feel that way at that moment in time, then you shouldn't really have regrets, right? Because
100%.
It's how you felt. And nobody else can tell you how you feel.
It's all gone pretty well for you since you've come out of the villa.
It's been amazing.
Because it will have been well over a year ago now, right?
Life-changing.
Yeah. And you were only in there for 17 days, I think I've got written down.
Just under 3 weeks.
It's so crazy that, like, it is what is relatively short space of time can completely change your life. Did you anticipate that before you went in?
The thing was, I had 154,000 followers before I went in, and I gained that following from being around the industry. I was working as a makeup artist.
Mm-hmm. That's always a good place to start.
Most definitely. I feel like I had a bit of an insight to the world that I was entering, and I kind of understood Instagram a little bit. So I think in that sense, I had a bit of a head start compared to some other people. But because I did go in right towards the end of the show, I could see everything that was going on before I went in. So I was seeing all the stories come out about people, and I was petrified because I didn't know I was going on the show until 10 days before.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. And I'd been watching, and you're seeing all these stories and you think, oh my God, that could happen to me. Like, I don't know how this is going to end up. And I just threw myself in there, really, into pen of, I don't know what they are.
People,
pen of people. A pen of people, yeah. So, but once you're in there, you're present, you just get on with what you've got to do, and you've got no access to the outside world, so you're not really sure of what's going on, and then you come out and it's a whirlwind. It really is crazy.
I can't imagine how much, and it doesn't just affect you, right, as well. It's like all the people that you know, your friends and stuff, your family. It has an effect on everyone.
Well, yeah, particularly my mum. My mum was always the person before I went on the show that was like, don't get me in your Instagram photos. I don't want to be shown online. And there she was, happy as Larry, walking, strutting in that villa with over 3 million viewers. I was thinking, who are you? Like, you've changed.
When you saw her, were you like, what the hell? Were you least likely person?
100%. So. And then when we came out, there were all these memes of my mum. Like, Alex's mum should have walked away with the 50 grand herself. She's like, she's a savage. And I was just like, wow. And there's this one particular meme that I've got of her. And it's with that, you know, like a snapback cap on. Yeah. And it, like a chain around her neck saying thug life. And I was like, that is the best. Like, that is... I hope this, touch wood, doesn't happen anytime soon. But when she dies, that's going on her little, on her gravestone. Sorry, Mum.
Fair enough. If it's a big memory, you got to go
it's
with
gotta
it.
It's got to be, yeah.
What's been kind of your highlight over the last year?
Aside from work, getting a bit deep here, my mum was diagnosed with cancer about 5 years ago. And when I came out of the villa, she her tumour grew. I don't know whether it was down to stress from watching me on the show. But she's now in remission. She went through eight rounds of chemo over the course of 6 months. Wow. And she's now in remission. So that for me has been, it's been a personal highlight as opposed to like a career highlight. A career highlight in itself has just been Love Island as a whole, I think. And like I've received so many opportunities off the back of it. Being a brand ambassador and shooting the campaign for Protein World was incredible. I love being on Loose Women.
Oh, did you do Loose Women?
Yeah, as soon as I came out, I was like, this is mental. And I really enjoyed being on a panel of, like, you know, expressionate, opinionated women.
Yeah.
I would love to go back and do something like that. I think I've done another TV show and I'd love to do some more TV, but...
That's kind of the aim,
is it? Who knows what's in the pipeline? I don't know if I'm ready for more reality. I'm more like challenge-based stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, anything with an activity.
Okay. Or you can learn something. I always think that's a good... Like,
absolutely.
Like Strictly, where you go and at least you learn a skill. You come out the end and you've like, you know...
Absolutely, yeah. Strictly's
amazing.
You can
ballroom dance.
Strictly's great.
I don't know if you've seen the news, but it's fairly breaking. Jamie, do you watch Strictly?
I do, yes.
Jamie Lang, who from Made in Chelsea, has had to pull out of this year's show because he is injured.
No way.
Which, which is...
Is he really injured?
Yeah. So he was actually injured in the putting together of the first live show, first like rehearsed show. And then he was pictured on crutches with like a ankle boot on, like a full strapped up bootleg thing, and now they announced today that he has got to pull out altogether. So there's lots of questioning as to if anyone's going to replace him or what's...
You don't think that's a cover-up because he got cold feet?
No, because I think he was apparently really good.
Oh.
So I don't think, like, in the rehearsals everyone was saying, yeah, he's actually... Because, and also I've met him a few times and he's very like out there and you can get that from just watching him on the TV. Like, he would be up for the challenge, I think. So I think I wonder if they'll bring him back next year or something.
Who do you
think
is going to replace him?
That's a good question. I imagine
get you on it.
Well, that would be the absolute dream. We had Karen Clifton on a few weeks ago, and she asked me the same question: if I would ever do it. And I, you know, I would give up everything.
That's why you wore your shirt today.
It is a bit boring, dancey, the shirt, isn't it?
It very much is. Yeah.
Just little TK Maxx.
Straight from Cuba.
I'm slightly dubious. I'm supposed to be going to quite a highbrow fashion party after this for a French brand called Ami. And I put this on this morning. I was like, yeah, I like this. And then further on the day it's gone, I'm a bit like, do I like this? Was this a good decision?
Babes, you have to wear the outfit. You can't let that outfit wear you.
But it's done now. I'm not going to go buy another shirt after the show. Thanks, babes. I'll take that.
No worries.
There has been some Love Island gossip this week as well. I don't know if I'm sure you will have noticed.
Probably.
Have you heard about Belle and Anton?
Oh, no,
up.
I didn't hear that.
They've broken up.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't really say I'm surprised, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What do you think?
You're just in a bubble when you're in the villa. And I don't know. I was rooting for Anton from day one. Well, not from day one, actually, probably like day seven, because he was a bit of...
He didn't come across very well on day one, did he?
The first week was a bit funny. I was like, Anton, what are you doing? But no, I really fell for him in like the first few weeks of getting to know him, and I just thought he was a really funny lad and genuine and just warm heart. And obviously Belle came in, but I think from their argument that they had in there...
Remind me.
When he gave the bloody supermarket lady his number.
Oh, yes.
And told her to call him.
Which is fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, that was just a bit of a joke, really, wasn't it? But... Mm. It was quite a big row. But the thing, I know Love Island from the inside, but... So I can't really say how much of it... Like, I wasn't in there
to be able to say
how genuine their relationship
was.
But, I mean, when you come out as a couple, it is really hard. And if particularly if you live far away from each other, you're constantly being pulled in different directions, and it's really
people
hard
are always
to just,
asking you as well, I guess.
Yeah, like, and it's there's so much pressure, and I can speak for myself, probably it's the same for a lot of humans. When you're constantly being pressured and pushing in one way, you rebel and do the opposite. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when someone's like, oh, I think you should be with that person, I think you should be with that person, you just go and do the opposite because you're like, shut up. So I can't say I'm surprised. It's a shame, but it happens.
Well, they're only the second couple to break up. And I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, one of the problems, I think, with Love Island is that finding long-term relationship material with anyone is hard enough. Like, doing it in the confines of a house, where you have to do challenges and stuff, intensifies your feelings for that period of time. Once you're out of that environment, yeah, it's a completely different kettle of fish, right?
I think what you also have to remember is the people that they're putting on the show are below, most of them are below 25. Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong, but what under 25 year old really is looking for a serious long-term relationship?
It's a very good point. Yeah, very good point.
I'm 28, so I was there in there when I was 27, and I genuinely was looking for a partner. And I think that goes to show, because Dr. Alex, who I was coupled up with, yeah, he is now in a relationship, and I am now in a relationship, obviously not together, mm-hmm, but we have come away.
That would be some breaking news. That
you've heard it here first.
What the fuck?
Yeah, breaking story. No, so we've both found, you know, people that we very much enjoy spending time with, and we're now in very good relationships. So we both were looking for that thing, and we've now
just
got
wasn't
that thing.
In that,
but it just
in
wasn't in each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, had we met each other on the outside, who knows? But mm-hmm, it's just a completely different environment in there, and it is hard.
Well, very few couples really make the long term work from Love Island, do they? You've got
Olivia Buckland. Oh, no longer a Buckland. She's now a Bowen.
Yep. And
Jess and Dom.
Oh, that wasn't who I was thinking.
Oh,
I was thinking they've had a kid. Oh my god, why can't
Nathan and Cara.
Yeah, Nathan and Cara. Yep. Although they did break up for a little while, didn't they, and stuff. So there are a few couples that have made it through and made a success of it. But on the whole, thinking of all the people
three
that have
of those
been
are married.
In there. Yeah. Is that all are there any more?
Jess
that
and Dom
married?
Are married. Olivia and Alex. Why do I forget that name? It's my own name. And Cara and Nathan are married.
But then if you think about the amount of people that have been in over the... Is this the fifth series we've just had? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's good, what, maybe 200 people or something that have been in and out? Yeah. Like...
I mean, the chances, you know, the Love Island producers aren't Cupid. They can't shoot an arrow
exactly.
and get everybody
to
couple up.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, interesting. I wonder who will be next to break
what
up.
What is your opinion on Love Island starting a winter series?
Well, I have to say, the one thing I do like about it is that it's shorter, because I do find the length of it a struggle because and I say this all the time to my producers, with Love Island, if you miss two shows, you're out doing something.
Yeah,
everything could have changed in those two shows.
So much.
And you could have had recouplings and all this kind of stuff. So I wonder if a shorter one might be good, just because you can pay closer attention.
Do you think you can have too much of a good thing, though?
Yes, and that is the. I think that is something that ITV will be aware of. But do you know the reason why they're doing it?
Why?
Because it was the show that brought in the most advertising of the whole year for ITV.
Of course. I think so. I saw it first, paid like 3.8 million or something to sponsor the show.
Something like that. Something ridiculous. So they're reaching a whole new audience, and they're making a lot of money from it. So you can kind of understand why they want to make the most of it. I think as long as it doesn't take away from the summer series. What do you think?
I guess as a contestant that's been on the show, it just makes the industry so much more saturated.
Yeah.
You get so many more people, kind of like good-looking models, whatever you want to call them. I'm definitely not a model, but I'd like to think that I'm... all right, attractive.
You definitely are.
Thank you. But yeah, so you've got a lot
of
these people.
You're fishing for that compliment there.
No, not at all. But you get a lot of the people going in there, and then a lot of people coming out. And then, you know, it just means that more TV companies are having to bring up more shows to place these people on different... There's so many characters, and it's like, how many people can you fit into the reality TV world before it just, like...
You can't follow it all.
Off.
Yeah, I mean, that is the problem. It's like, overkill, like you said, like too much of a good thing. But if people are still going to watch it, it's a bit like Big Brother, you know? Like, in the beginning, it was like 10 million people. But that's what I mean. I still think you're probably in the sweet spot. You've got a couple of years. eventually it will start to peter off. You look at what happens with all the reality shows. Look at X Factor, Big Brother, Bake Off even now is starting to kind of trail off a bit after a couple of good years. So you probably got in at the best time, really.
I did.
Because once you get in towards the later series, you know, your series 11, series 12, people are less and less interested, especially with something like Love Island, if you don't necessarily believe that people are actually going to have a couple up for real.
Yeah.
You lose your investment.
In 3 weeks out.
Yeah, and that's probably for the best. You know, I think the one... if you're in it from the very beginning and make to the very end, you're probably guaranteed to make a success of your career in some way, right? But it's not necessarily... It's not even that's not a guarantee. It's all down to you personally and what you're capable of and what you're good at, because... If you come out of that show and people employ you to do things and you're not very good at it, they're not going to get you back, are they? So it's difficult to judge. It's a really interesting time in reality TV, I think.
Yeah, I do as well. But also, I just want to throw in to anybody that might be listening to this that might think of going on Love Island. Think about...
Don't do it.
No, it was a great opportunity. But think about what you would like to do after the show has ended, because if you are successful, remember that you might not necessarily want to continue with TV. Just understand what message you're trying to put out and what kind of path you would like for yourself after, and be straight with that and just focus and don't get, you know, kind of don't digress from what it is you're trying to achieve.
Do you think sometimes people are kind of pushed into areas that they might not be good at because of how they look or, I don't know, whatever?
The thing is, so for me personally, I know I'm not really into, like, gossip, bitchiness. I'm not heavily involved in other people's relationships. Like, it's not really in my interest. I don't get off on talking about other people in a negative way or causing drama. I like hearing about it, but I won't then like run off to somebody else and be like, by the way, did you hear about so and so?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's just not in my nature. So for me, reality TV is probably, it's not the best thing for me to go on to, but I'm aware of that. But what I'm doing with my platform and the messages that I do want to put out, I'm a makeup artist and, you know, I am into fitness and health and putting a good message across to people, being like the best version of you. And that is my message and that is my niche. So there are many times where I look at other people and I'm like, oh, like you compare yourself and you're like, should I be doing that? And I'm like, no, because that's not what you're about.
Yeah.
So just understanding your path and your interests, I think, is just very crucial like creating a long-standing career.
Definitely. And I think a lot of people go into Love Island and just think, oh my God, I'm going into Love Island. So it's really exciting without that kind of foresight. Did you have that at the time, or were you kind of just like, I'm just going to go do it?
I had no idea what was going to come of it afterwards. Obviously, I would have loved for like more makeup opportunities, and everything that I've ever dreamed of has always happened to me. But I think...
Do you know what? That's the same with me. I feel like you can visualise something and eventually you'll make it happen.
It does.
It might take time. It might not be as quickly as you thought.
Yeah.
But once you have it in your mind...
Yeah.
Make it work.
Law of attraction.
Yeah.
It does work.
I completely agree.
And I've said this numerous times in interviews now, so people are probably bored of hearing me say it, but I turned down Love Island a couple of times before I went on the show of the same year.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally got me 10 days before I went on the show. So it all happened very organically for me, and I didn't have time to get in the gym and like train and look for super buff. And so I was just in there as me. And I think that was the best thing about it.
Because you're authentic.
I couldn't shy away from me. And that was what you see is what you get.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was nice to come out and just be like, oh, okay, people, they like me for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And for years, I used to question myself and like compare myself to others. And I think it's natural for you to look at other people and think, oh, should I be doing that? Should I, you know, be trying to achieve this, or why aren't I doing that yet? But everyone's on their own little path, and just stick to what you're doing because things will materialize.
Yes,
they will.
I like this. This is like a life affirming edition of Access All Areas.
Woo!
Usually we're just straight in with the gossip, but I'm really into it.
It's nice to
hear actually, and like a real story about what happened and what goes on and all that kind of thing.
You just gotta stay positive because life is shit sometimes.
Tell me about it.
Life is shit, but you just gotta you got to sift through the shit and find the diamonds.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd rather not do it with my hands. But, shall we play a little song?
Yes.
We have some awesome guests coming up. We've got Ricky Raymond, who you are, you know.
Yeah.
I was going to say friends with. Are you friends?
Yeah, we're
okay,
cool.
Okay, cool, yeah. Former Tally star. And then we have ex-Britain's Got Talent star Gabs coming in as well. So, but first, let's play a little bit of Lizzo. Ooh.
That bitch, even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems, that's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them, that's the goddess in me.
You could've had a bad bitch, not committal. Help you with your career, just a little.
You're supposed to hold me down, but you're holding me back. And that's the sound of me not calling you back. Why are men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Hey, I'm glad you're back with your bitch. I mean, who would wanna hide this? I will never, ever, 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 ever be your side chick. I put the singing single, ain't worried about a ring on my finger. So you can tell your friend, shoot your shot when you see him. It's okay, he already in my DM. Why are men gray till they gotta be gray? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face.
I'm Tom/Christelle Rasmussen. Listen to FUBAR Radio and I'll send you nudes.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
Hold me closer, boy, I wanna feel you right here. Cause time and time again, you close the door, I'll let you in. This could be the last goodbye, so you can watch me waving. And every single day, your face you can take away. Show me how to be tonight. Show me how to get it right. Show me how to be tonight. Show me how to forgive you when you're sorry. Always sorry. Then you hold me. There's no chance in forgiveness when you're sorry. Words, so what you praying? And deep inside your head, I know you're sad we're here again. And every other line designed to break a young guy's heart. But time and time again, you close the door, I let you in. Show me how to breathe tonight. Show me how to walk in spite of everything you said to make me stay. Everything you've done to say you're sorry. Show me how to be tonight. Show me how to get it right. Show me how to be tonight. Show me how to forgive you when you're sorry. Always sorry. Then you hold me. There's no chance.
Gossiping is already starting. Yeah. The gossiping is beginning. What is going down? I had my headphones on and you were telling me something and I couldn't hear it.
I don't know what was
it's
going
Raven.
On.
It's Ricky Raven. Ricky Raven, by the way.
I haven't got my headphones on.
You don't have to. You can hear me anyway.
Yeah,
it's fine. Ricky, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Thanks so much for coming
in. I'm absolutely
in.
Brilliant, actually.
And you're having a little gossip and catch up.
Yeah, why are you sweating?
With Alex here.
I'm not sweating.
She's
I'm just
sweating.
Trying to... You're sweating. Your forehead's well shiny.
Yeah, all right. I've been on a train. It's hot.
You might want to take your sweater off, babe.
It's hot, all right. I mean, it's cool in here. I feel
yeah,
like
this is the place to be. This is
yeah,
the only
nice.
Room with air conditioning in this
I like it.
Damn barn of a building. Yeah, how are you? What's going down?
I'm really good. I'm really, really good. I'm in a good place at the minute.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it.
Really happy. Don't know why, but I am.
What, you just woken up in a
yeah,
good mood?
You know what? Sometimes, to be honest, I wake up every day in a fantastic mood. If you watch my stories,
yeah.
you know. Like,
yes.
I am...
Can't be bothered.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I am...
Good morning,
oh, my God, that's my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
That's why I muted your story.
Delete.
I muted your whole page, so don't worry about
that. Do
you
not follow me anymore?
Yeah.
Oh.
So how do you two know one another?
I don't know. We were just trying to figure it out. I think...
She's come out of the villa and she slid in my DMs while she was still with Dr. Alex.
Yeah, okay. All right.
She called me Dr. Rick.
Listen, Ricky, you've got a habit of sliding into people's DMs. It was definitely you.
Listen, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. Okay?
He's an international playboy.
Yeah, he is.
Not really. Let's be honest.
Failed.
I've been single for 4 years. So.
Are you really single for 4 years?
Yeah. I had some bad
experiences. I'm surprised at that.
I had a couple bad experiences, so I just gave up.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose you did, really.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I am.
No, even after that one that you're thinking of.
Right, yeah.
It happened again.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
It happened again.
I don't want to mention any names.
Yeah, no, not that one. Well, after that one.
Do you think that tars... You kind of have had, two, I guess, kind of very public relationships. Do you think that tars your...
Well, no,
what women think of you?
Possibly,
I mean, there'll obviously be some people that don't
Why
know.
Why is she nodding?
Everyone thinks you're a twit.
Yeah, well, listen, it is what it is. It was a long time ago. Do you know what I mean? I was like 23, 24.
How
29,
old are you now, Ricky?
29.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Big 3-0 coming
out. Yeah, next year. It was my birthday Saturday.
How was it? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Cheers for the message.
What did you do?
Definitely messaged me.
I didn't know because I muted your story.
Right, there you go.
Couldn't listen to
Fantastic.
Your perky good morning chat.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus Christ.
Where's Lizzie? She knows. Do you know what?
It was after he captured a mouse and he brought it in. What was its name?
I saved it.
Yeah, you saved it. And
I saved a mouse.
He made it a little like home.
Basically.
And after that mouse died, I was like, no, I'm not interested anymore. He didn't save it.
Well, I'll follow you
he
on
wasn't
Instagram,
the hero
I, don't
I thought he was.
This.
You should have because... There was a cat attacking a mouse outside my ass.
Right.
So I saved...
Mouse outside the ass.
And I saved the mouse. And I brought him in. And he was like limping. And he was looking at me. He was like, help me.
What did you call it?
Mike.
Yes.
Mike the mouse. Found out it was a vole. So I really should have called it something else. Vivian or something. I don't know. But yeah, when it Mike the mouse. And I looked after him. I built him a house. And then
it was really cool.
Yeah, he made it through the night, so I thought, lovely. I'll go to Pets at Home, spent like 80 quid on a mouse house. Food,
well, probably because you bought him everything. Mouse stuff, but yeah. He was a vole.
Well, maybe. He went in the house. He literally went in the little mouse house thing and never come back out. And that was it. 80 quid down the drain.
And that, what was that? The last
I buried
time?
Him. I buried him.
That was the last time you followed him on Instagram.
Yeah, he wasn't the hero. Not all heroes wear capes.
I tried.
He just doesn't wear
at
a cape.
At least I tried. Most people would have just filmed the cat eating the mouse. At least I tried.
That's true.
I know, you did try.
Yeah.
What have you been up to? What can you tell us? What's been going down? And don't say nothing.
No, I wasn't going to say nothing. No, well, I've sort of drifted away from the showbiz life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that keen on it.
Fair enough.
I do. Obviously, I like it. I enjoy it and that, but I don't really get on with all of the people. But I've sort of, because I love fishing, I've turned into like a fishing maniac. I've got a fishing clothing company. I've got a fishing book coming out. I've got a fishing show starting next year. We start filming it this month.
Awesome.
The cookbook comes out before Christmas, though. I think it'll be DVD as well.
Okay.
So you catch the fish and then cook it?
No.
Oh.
So basically, like when you go fishing, you've got to eat, innit?
Oh, right.
Just take a sandwich.
It's like a... Yeah, well, yeah, of course. When you take a sandwich, if you go for a week, what can you do?
Oh, I see. Like a fishing holiday.
Yeah, like tomorrow I'll go fishing till Monday.
Do you do that?
Yeah, I'm going tomorrow till Monday. Yeah.
I've never even heard of that.
Where do you live? Like, what's the matter with you?
I live in Muswell Hill.
Look at me, ain't no
yes,
lake train.
There's so many places to go fishing.
Well, yeah. So you can go on a long trip if you want. Four days, five days.
So that's what you're doing in talking about in your book then?
No, at the minute, yeah. It's right. Just a cookbook for fishing. So different ideas that you can use, like limited amount of ingredients for. You can do it quick. You can do it on the side of the bank.
Oh, yeah, because I guess you can't carry a fridge
with you.
Because
you've got
to do it. It's
like Bear Grylls. Yeah, all sort of like that, but you've got to do it on the side of the bank.
Ricky Raven, the new Bear Grylls.
Yeah, well, I would like to do his show, to be honest.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd love all that. I'm an adrenaline junkie. I jump out of planes. I've jumped off buildings, so.
Why?
You're nutter.
Because I just love it. Do you know what I mean? Just being that close to death, you know? No, I just
that
love it.
Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, but it's just fun, isn't it? For me, anyway.
If
a lot of people
so.
Probably hate it, but yeah, I like it.
Okay. Yeah. Do you feel like that? Would you get involved in those kind of things?
Well,
not the fishing.
She would get involved in the fishing. She loves it all.
No, I actually... The first time I tried to go fishing was in Australia. And weirdly, in Australia, they actually have vending machines for, like... Whatever you're trying to fish with. Yeah,
business opportunity.
That's it.
Business opportunity.
No, they're having me already.
Yeah, for live bait. So it says click for live bait and you get all
live.
Little options on there.
Live?
You put your coins in and it drops out in a little bag.
Okay.
Is there a man in the back just like
quickly.
Maggot man.
I do that though. Maggots in little cans because they stay alive. So they just put
in a can.
Yeah. You open the can, they're in there. I think they like... freeze them or something.
That's because I've been fishing maybe twice in my life with my dad when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really up for put the maggot on, blah, blah, blah. Would not do that now. You would not get me picking up a maggot
now. I don't use maggots anyway. So.
I love getting involved.
I mean, it was the early 90s. Maybe
it's all advanced since then. Yeah. You don't use maggots and worms.
Do you not?
Well, you can, but I don't.
What do you use? It's a fascinating conversation.
I use balls.
Oh, my God.
No, they're called boilies. They're like little balls, little things that you put on the thing. Yeah,
thing on the thing.
Well, you know what? I would get technical, but you won't understand.
No,
so
that's
no point.
That's a really
so I might
good point.
As well say thing on the thing.
That
and
is
like,
a good point.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get that? Yeah.
But were you into all that when you were on Towie and that?
I was when I was younger. Then when I went on Towie, it sort of restricts what you can do.
On your contract, they're like fishing.
No, it's not that. It's just you don't have the time.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You just don't have the time to do it all. You know,
too much drama going on.
When you show on something like that, you're just like,
Plus,
I had a girlfriend, and a lot of guys will know if you've got a girlfriend, fishing gets limited.
That's not true. That's not true.
It is true.
You just find a girlfriend that allows you to continue doing your hobby.
Listen, I've been looking for 4 years, isn't it? Yeah, and she still ain't back. I still ain't back.
Are you just looking around Essex, though? That's the problem.
What do you mean? I'm from Hertfordshire. He's looking
for. I live in Hertfordshire now. How mad is that? I live in Bishop Stortford.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I've been following you.
No, I've had girlfriends from Newcastle, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Essex, true, Birmingham. Yeah. I've been everywhere.
He's all over the globe.
Yeah. I can't find the right one yet.
I reckon you need to look closer to home.
I have. I've actually... No, actually, I won't speak.
Yeah.
Go on.
Too soon.
Okay. There might be someone in there.
No, not even... It's not even... Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Just a pen pal.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
I'm covering your back here.
No, that's all right. It's not actually going to be... Listen, it's fine. She won't.
You've both got... I don't know if you call Dr. Alex a famous ex, but you both have, you know, people in your life who are kind of repute. You know, people know they are.
Yeah.
Did you see this thing today about Dougie from McFly saying he'd been invited to Ellie Goulding's wedding but decided not to go because he thought it wouldn't be appropriate?
I would never go to my ex's wedding, ever.
Even if you're friendly afterwards?
Never. Just for the respect of the groom. I wouldn't like it if my wife's or future wife's ex was sitting in the thing going... Like, it just, do you know what I mean?
I think it generally depends on the relationship that you guys have got now, because there's...
Yeah, what
speaking
if you, what
from
if...
a maturity level...
Now, listen, you can be mature about it, but
friends,
it's just like...
I'm friends with my exes, and actually some of my friends that have got married have had their exes there because they have been friends and they created so many nice memories together. Yeah. Imagine if you had kids with someone and that is the father of your dad.
Oh,
like,
that's
the
different. Of your if children. You had kids with them, it's different, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it. If you kind of got over the bitterness of whatever the relationship ended
well,
like...
Well, I can guarantee I will not be going to Jess or Marnie's wedding. No, and I guarantee I won't get an invite.
No, but that's because you ended badly.
No,
but if
yeah,
you
but
ended
no, but
well
moving
with
on, we haven't.
No,
we're
but
fine.
if you had an ex that you got along with and you still remain friends, they played a big part in your life. If they wanted to come to the wedding and your partner was okay with that, you would have them there.
Oh, well, that's you. Isn't
clearly
it? That's
not. Me. Well, you know, actually,
I wouldn't invite my exes to my wedding. Just to say, everything's about would be about my wife. Yeah, so I wouldn't
that's
even think
sweet.
About going. Oh, shall I invite my ex or what? I just wouldn't do it. I just think it's unnecessary. They don't need to be
I
there.
Do think there are two kinds of people in the world. I think I'm more on your side, Alex. I actually made a wedding cake for my ex.
Yeah.
Like, I made him his full-on wedding cake.
Right, well, I'm friends with most of my exes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm pleased for them that they've moved on. Like, not initially. Initially, I'm like...
Yeah, but then, no, you become...
But yeah, but then eventually...
You become
you know,
happy for them.
Yeah, then
you
you're
just
like,
want happiness for them. You cared about them, so you're like, well, I want you to be happy.
That's exactly
I'm
how
proud
I am.
Of you.
Yeah.
Please, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I want them to be happy.
Ricky's not reached that stage yet.
Just behave yourselves, right? Well, I guarantee there's plenty of people out there who agree with me, and plenty who agree with you.
I think that's what I mean, though. I think it's quite a split thing, right? Like, some people would and some people wouldn't.
But saying that, my boyfriend would probably be on your wavelength as well. He'd probably say the same thing.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, no.
But
like,
I would
not
blame
with
him.
No.
Because it just isn't necessary.
No, I
agree. It's not. If you had kids with them, fair enough. You know, he can look after the kids while you're doing all your stuff. But it's unnecessary. They can, you know what I mean, send them a card or something. Say thanks. You know,
And I can see that too. Yeah. I just think if it depends on what you're like afterwards.
It depends on the situation.
Yeah. And everyone's different.
Yeah.
Never say never.
That's what makes the world go around, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't just it? Never say never.
That is such a TOWIE learned media phrase. The or amount of time I've heard someone from TOWIE say, when you go, will you ever go back to TOWIE? Well, I'd never say never.
Yeah.
Will you ever get back to
Well, I've never seen that. No, I'm joking. No, I think that ship sailed a while ago. So.
To be honest, I think it's probably a bit poison chalice these days, isn't
it? Is it?
Well, I think so.
Why is that?
Well, it's just not as big as it used to be, right?
Nah.
So it's kind of hard to make a name out of from your... From
I mean, I miss it. I mean, it was great. We had so much fun and we went to so many different places and, you know, me just being with the cast and that, it was good. It was good fun. But, like, you know, it was a lot of stress as well, so...
Yeah. And stress played out in the media, which I think most people would be.
Oh, do you know what? I got alopecia from that show.
Really?
Areata alopecia, yeah.
What's that?
I still
What's
have
that?
It now.
What is that?
So basically, like, little spots you'll get. So,
really?
Like, I had a bit of my beard leave. And then I think there's some on the back of my head now.
And,
is
that because of stress?
Now. Yeah. Just, I'm not stressed now, but it's never stopped since.
Wow.
So I just get little patches of feet. I think, oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah, that is... when you sign up to these programs, you've got no idea what you're getting yourself into, right?
People don't appreciate the stress levels. Like, they think it's all easy. It's like, oh, look, I'm living a life.
Like,
oh,
champagne parties,
But I used to go Nando's and get eggs. So, I mean, I'll walk outside Nando's, I'll get eggs thrown at me. Like, it's just long, some of it. And especially when you're going through a relationship, because everyone's got an opinion.
Yeah.
So, like, you do something wrong, and that is it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're finished. So,
have you ever been egged, Alex?
Only at Halloween, but that was my front door, not actually me.
But you personally, outside Nando's.
I've egged a few people at Halloween, though.
Loved it.
Used to to go farm shop and get about 72 eggs.
The difference between men and women.
Yeah, we have fun.
Do you kind of enjoy being away from it now and kind of focusing on what you want to do, like the fishing and that?
I mean, it was so long ago now, I don't even really, it doesn't really come across my mind.
It's like when you
go
to university or something and then it's 10 years ago.
It's just like, you know, it was a part of my life that's sort of, I've moved on from now. So, you know, it will always be there. But I don't really think about it. You know,
so what is next? The fishing show?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be on Amazon Prime.
Wow, that's great.
Apple have sponsored it.
That's so
amazing.
Good.
So we
have to. So it's already been filmed.
All their stuff. And we start this month.
Oh, okay.
Which is brilliant. So tomorrow I'll go to Oxford and then we film the VT on Sunday.
Because there is quite a lot. Who is it? It's like Robson Green. Did he have a fishing show?
Yeah, Robson Green. Do you know what? Jeremy Wade.
Oh, I was just about to say that. He's my like guilty crush.
Who is Jeremy Wade?
No, River Monsters.
River Monsters.
He hosts River Monsters. It's literally my favourite documentary ever.
Is it on Discovery or something?
I need to get it up.
River Monsters.
Jeremy Wade.
Jeremy Wade, if you're watching this.
We love you.
Please.
Listening. He's watching. He will know me
anyway.
Enter my DMs.
He'll know me now because he's an ambassador of the Angling Trust. Yeah, this is, in fishing terms, that is massive.
Right, yeah.
And today, I am now joint ambassador with Jeremy Wade.
Oh,
as of today.
God. Send me his number.
You might not think that's big, yeah, but in the angling world, that is door-opening shit.
Yeah, it's huge.
See what I'm saying?
Well done.
I'm pleased for you, Ricky. I'm pleased for
you. I'll be in there.
Yes, babe.
What else was there to talk about?
Yeah, I love...
I don't know if you noticed, but I've lost a lot of weight. Have you not noticed?
Well done. How have you done that?
7 weeks, 8.5 kilos.
Wow, that's really good.
But I haven't seen you in 7 months, so...
Well, I was like... quite chubby back then. It's probably why you
didn't. I don't think I've ever seen you as chubby.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've had my stages, you know. I love pizza.
What did you do just to get rid of it?
I've just been going to gym, smashing it, eating it.
Not even diet.
Yeah, well
old diet
done.
As well.
Yeah, honest, do you want to...
Ooh.
See?
Don't worry, it's just his arm, guys.
No, it wasn't. It was my love muscle.
Have a go.
Cheeky shit.
Yeah. Seriously, though.
That's good.
Well done.
It's all solid. Yeah.
For how long?
Forever now.
Christmas.
I'm right into it. No,
really?
I've never been more motivated.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying I'm so happy in my life. Like, I'm so motivated about everything. I heard you saying earlier about like law of attraction.
Yeah.
Before all this happened, I used to sit there fishing and say, I'm going to have a fishing show one day. I know it's like probably cheesy to a lot of people to think, But I used to think, yeah, I'm going to have a fishing show one day. I'm going to do it. And I did. It's happening.
But I do think you're... I don't want to slag anyone off from TOWIE, but you are one of the rare people that actually...
Say it.
Well,
do it.
You have more than like the baseline personality that a lot of people...
Yeah, well,
You give a bit more.
I feel
You're fun and funny.
Yeah, you have other interests.
When I meet people, everyone goes, oh my God, I thought you was a prick. Like, because I'm not. I really genuinely, I can say that, obviously, but I genuinely, I'm a really sensitive,
I'm a nice guy.
No, well, she said I'm pretty. No, but honestly, I'm a really nice guy. I look out for a lot of people. I'm very fucking generous. I'm actually just, you know, a really nice guy. Everyone, like, even when I was out for my birthday, I was like talking to some girl and she's come up to me and she's like, leave me alone. I was like, what are you talking about? She went, you're an arrogant prick. I went, why'd you say that? She went, just from what I've seen on TOWIE, I went, are you joking me? Like, this was 6-7 years ago. You're now looking like the prick. Like, give me a chance. And then about 5-10 minutes later, she was like, oh my God, you're actually
She's all over you.
Well, nah. Yeah, well, yeah. No, she's like, oh, you're so nice. And I'm like, exactly. You're like, this is the things that you have to deal with being on TV. People have so many prejudgments.
Yeah.
Like, anyone would probably think I'm just some arrogant prick. But I'm not. I'm far from it.
I've never thought that.
Ain't it?
Yeah. But you also
maybe a bit when you're on the show.
Also learn a lot.
Nah, that was just, listen.
Yeah, I get it.
Constructive.
I get it.
You know,
if you weren't
Ed. Mm-hmm. So I mean, if you were vanilla, you weren't on it.
Yeah. 100%.
So sometimes
you were young
some
when you were on
chips.
The show. You were young.
I was 21.
So you do make mistakes.
Yeah, I was 21.
But unfortunately, they're in the public eye. That's the difference.
And obviously, we might as well bring it up. Yeah, obviously, I cheated on Jess. That was the only time I ever cheated on someone. Before that, I hadn't. After it, I haven't. But I was 21. I was new on TV.
And also,
it was the most
relationship
amazing thing in the world to a 21-year-old guy.
It wasn't a relationship for you. That's
the
point,
it was just,
right?
You know, and then everyone just judges me from that. You know, I'm just, you know, that guy. So it is hard, but hopefully.
But here you are with your own show.
Someone will be watching me fishing.
On Amazon.
What a great guy.
It's awesome. Yeah. Well, Ricky, I could speak to you all night, but we don't have time.
No, let's keep going.
No.
I'm here all night.
We've got Gavs next door.
Nah, I don't have him. Tell Gav, who's that?
It's a girl, actually.
Who was it? I thought you said Gav. Gabs, stay there, babe.
No, thanks so much for coming in.
No worries.
We're going to play LMA at your request.
Thank you.
Actually.
Can I stay to listen or am I getting kicked out?
Of course you can stay to listen. No
Fantastic.
Problem. Thanks so much for coming in.
Take away the big shirts, the tattoos, the sweatpants and veins. Okay, I don't wear no makeup, no purse in my hands. My resting bitch face is mistaken for the mean girl. But what if I told you there's nothing I want more in this world than somebody who loves me naked? Someone who never asks for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, naked. So catch me at nighttime. Some of my friends think I'm moody, but I think I'm just fine. I could be pissed, but I act like I'm not. I really remember when I say I forgot. No matter how hard I try to run away from love, at the end of the night I need somebody who loves me naked. Someone who never asks for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, naked. Yeah, naked. I need someone who loves me when I wake up. Who thinks I'm beautiful when I'm looking fucked up? I want that perfect love, am I asking too much? Someone who shoots for the stars knowing nothing, I'm not good enough. I need somebody who loves me naked. Someone who never asks for love but knows how to take it. Somebody who sees a wall and breaks it. Just to see what's lost behind my flaws. Can you love me naked?
Very chill vibes now.
Very zen.
Which is good because we've got our next guest who is fairly zen, I would say.
Yeah.
Fairly chilled out. Gabs.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Not Gav, as Ricky thought we were saying.
Idiot.
Absolute idiot. What's going on? How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah. What's been going? Obviously, people may or may not know you from Britain's Got Talent, but it was a while ago now, right?
It was long ago.
It's a bit like what Ricky was saying about with Tower, you know, like you kind of move on and live your life, but people still know you for that thing that you did.
Yeah.
Is that what it's been a bit like for you?
Yeah. For me, it's been really weird, though, because, like, recently I've done, like, some gigs where it was loads of, like, kids. And I was like, are they going to remember? Because, like, when I was on the show, they would have been, like, 5.
Yeah.
And, like, and then they still remember. And I'm like,
really?
How were you even born?
you were young when you were on the show.
Yeah.
So, obviously, that's, like, a whole new generation of people.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've grown up a lot since that?
Yeah, and I think, like, it's cool because, like, the people who listen to my music are, like, similar age to me.
Okay.
So, like, when I started, they were, like, young as well, and now they've all grown up sort of with me. And
so they've followed you along that journey, yeah.
Yeah, which
is
nice.
How old were you when you did the show?
14.
And how, so you're 21 now?
Just 20, yeah.
Just 20.
Oh, nearly 21.
Nearly 21.
Wow.
What's it like doing a show like that that's so huge, but also in terms of your exposure, fairly short?
Yeah.
You know, you're not on TV for that long. Mm-hmm. What was it like for you?
It was mad. It was
like
really,
being shot
really
out of
weird.
A cannon or something.
Yeah, fully. Yeah, it was like, it was really fun. Like, it was like the best experience. Like, it was so fun. I didn't like expect anything to come out of it, which is what was crazy, because I remember when I went on there, like, I didn't expect to get anywhere. I just thought I'd do the audition, they'd be like, oh, you're too young, and then go home.
Really?
But, yeah, it went crazy. It went really well. And then after that, I was like, still at school, obviously, and people like knew who I was and was singing my song to me, and I was like,
that's so weird. Yeah, fair.
I think that's beautiful though, as a youngster, like, you go in with so much vulnerability and you expect nothing, and then all of a sudden you're out and like people just go crazy for you. Like, how did you manage that? Because obviously as a youngster, like as an adult, you can kind of come to terms with it a little bit and manage it a lot better, but as someone that's at school, how was that going back into school?
Yeah, I mean, I think I dealt with it quite well. Like, I just took every day as it went, and I just had a good time. Like, I always found it fun. Like, whenever anybody like recognized me, whether it was at school or like on the street, I'd always be like happy to speak to people. Mm. And like, I also didn't notice half the time. So I'd be out with my family, and my mum would be like, "Oh, that girl's been staring at you for ages," and I'd be like, "Who?"
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't even notice. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would have found it terrifying at that age, but obviously you're fairly well adjusted because it hasn't caused you any problems down the line.
Yeah.
What have you been up to since?
I'm at uni at the moment.
Oh, cool.
Studying music.
Okay.
That's
good. That's
still
good to have a basis and a more of an understanding other than just what you think you know. Isn't
it? Yeah, and it's really fun, like being surrounded by everybody who does music and stuff. So it's fun. And
did anyone recognise you when you started your course?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, that was it was weird. But
what did they say?
People would just be like, "Oh, are you Gabs? Oh, are you that girl?" I get called, "Are you the onesie girl?"
Like, oh, your one decision to make a
job,
a fashion statement, and that
literally
was...
No, but the thing is with the onesie that people don't know is that there's like a round before the auditions that get shown, and I wore the onesie to that thinking, oh, it will just be like funny,
like just like casual,
and then they were like, you have to wear the same thing at the audition, and I was like, oh no, I need to wear a onesie. And then every round after that they were like, yeah, it's your thing now, and I was like, oh dear.
Yeah, and you got a rocket.
you did All Together Now as well, didn't you?
Yeah, that was like, I did done two seasons.
Yeah,
the last one just finished quite recently. And that was, like, literally so fun, like, because it was, like, being on the other side of it.
Yeah.
So being a judge, that was super fun. And, like, meeting Jerry from the Spice Girls.
What was she like?
She was really, really nice. Yeah,
is she quite
really
quiet? Chill. I feel like she used to be quite, like, bleh, and now she's quite, like...
She's quite loud.
Really?
She's quite
okay.
Loud. She loves a laugh. Like, she's just so funny. And it was weird. Like, they cut this bit out, but we did a rap together.
Oh, really?
Because I was sat next to her.
Because no one needs to hear Jerry Halliwell rap.
As if Jerry Halliwell raps.
It was actually really good.
Really?
Yeah, she was quite good.
Are you disappointed that it's not coming back for a third season?
Yeah, I really wanted to do it again because we made sort of like a little family. Because there was a load of us. There was like 100 of us. But we've sort of made like a little family and we all keep in touch. You've got a group chat. So yeah, it would have been
100
fun
of you.
Yeah,
I'm in a group chat.
Yeah, it's like,
that'd be my worst nightmare.
Most of us are like
muted. It sounds like a tricky.
I muted it straight away.
Yeah. Do you know, we've had Larissa in here before, Larissa Eddy. She was one of the 100. She know her quite well. Yeah.
Oh, I love her. She's so sweet.
And then Michael Rice went on to be Eurovision.
Yeah.
But didn't go very well for me. Came last.
I mean, you can't expect much when we're entering. We never do well.
Britain never do well. Eurovision.
No,
it was never going to go well. Like,
no.
It didn't matter.
But it's a shame because he was such a good performer and it was a good song. But
he deserved better.
Yeah.
He was robbed.
Would you do something like that?
I don't know if I'd do Eurovision because you're just setting yourself up for like not going well, but it does open up like a lot of opportunities, like it's exposure and stuff. So maybe, but I don't know about Eurovision. I don't know.
So you'd do some kind of big, like you would.
Maybe.
What about BGT All Champ, whatever it's called, Champions?
Well, didn't invite me, did they?
I guess it's limited because it's actually international competitors as well, isn't there?
Celebrity X Factor.
Yeah, Celebrity X Factor. Yeah. That's coming back. Well, it's going to be like they did one years ago and now they're bringing that back. Would you do something like that?
Yeah, for sure.
Would you?
Yeah. I think like sometimes it's like, it's hard because I'm more of like a songwriter and singer all in one. And sometimes when it's just singing, just being shown off, I feel like it doesn't get to show everything that I do. Because I'm more of I'd say my songwriting is more my strong suit.
Then in the last couple of series, it's probably a bad thing with X Factor, as they've encouraged more singer-songwriters, the viewers have gone the other way, right? So it's like where Britain's Got Talent can really celebrate, that kind of thing. It doesn't really work the other way for X Factor so much.
It doesn't always translate. Thing is, songwriters, I don't think get enough recognition in
definitely.
The industry. But they are the underdogs. Like, you see all these artists.
They earn the money. They do earn the money.
Banging these tracks out. But trust me, there's somebody sat there either behind a pen and paper or behind a MacBook, very happy.
Yeah. There was a good quote just yesterday, actually. Do you remember Natasha Bedingfield?
Of course. Yeah.
She was talking about writing with Kylie, and like, they've had a couple of co-written songs together, and they were like, she was like, I don't know how much I would call them co-written. Kylie just changes a few words here and there.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it's 50-50 on the thing. Have you been involved in that kind of side of things?
I haven't. I've only ever like written my own stuff and like on my own. Like, I've been offered to do co-writing sessions, but I feel like for me, like, I'm not very good at just writing on the spot. Like, if somebody was like, right now, I'd be like, oh, and it'd probably be rubbish. But just at random moments, I have like a spark and I'm like, oh, I've got something, which always happens to be like really late at night as well.
Yeah.
Which like my parents used to hate. They'd be like, stop playing. Shut up. And I'd be like, I have an idea. I can't stop.
But that's when your thoughts come to you, right?
Yeah.
So I love the fact that you're still doing music after, you know, however many years since you came off the show.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself going next with your music?
I don't know, like, hopefully I'd like hope to be like Beyonce level, but you know, we can all dream. But
the problem is, there's only space for one Beyonce.
Well,
and she's keeping it for herself at the minute.
True. Yeah, I mean, I don't need to be Beyonce. I'm not going to be Beyonce.
No, you be you.
I'll be me, but like, I'd love to like make it really big and, you know, just do my thing. But I don't know, we'll just see where things go, you know.
And you are doing your own music because you've actually got a track of yours to play.
Yeah.
Woo.
So what's it like sitting in, if you say you're doing it all by yourself, is that a bit of a lonely process?
No, I mean, I have like producers working with me and I've got loads of friends. So like, yeah, and all my friends are musicians anyway. So we always bounce ideas off each other.
That's yeah.
Great.
So, yeah.
So Britain's Got Talent, the Champions. Did you watch the first episode?
I haven't watched it yet.
But boo!
Oh, okay. Oh,
no. I'm calling Simon Cowell right now. Off the boat.
Traitor.
It was an interesting watch. I don't know if I watched the second episode.
I didn't watch it, so I can't really share an
opinion.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a funny one. But, yeah, I don't know. It's a bit.
I like Simon Cowell, though.
Yeah.
And another guilty
and Amanda
crush.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even now with his white teeth and all the...
Yeah, I tweeted him once and he retweeted it. I was like, oh my God, I'm in there.
They've got apparently got some Love Island people on Celebrity X Factor.
You should do it.
I'm not doing it. I know something.
Okay, we can talk off air.
Yes.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Gav, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We have your song Losing No Sleep to play us out at the end of the show. Alex, thanks so much for coming in and presenting with me this evening.
Thank you.
It's been
thanks
a real
for
treat.
Having me.
We have an exciting debut on FUBAR next week on my show. I'm not allowed to say anything, so I'll keep it quiet. And it's like the show of secrets. You're not allowed to talk about anything. Here is Gab's Losing No Sleep, and thanks so much, everyone, for listening.
Used to hold my heart when I held your hand. Now you hold the grudge, you give it through the slam. Heated up in the arguments and I hated it. And you hated it, I created it. But you're closed the throat, so I pick him up and you rush to go. I say, you're sorry and apologize. You say lies like I'm right and you find now I'm losing you. You look at me and you want to go. And I'm alone in the cold and I know now I'm losing you. What I gotta do to prove to you? You're perfect. You say I need some room from you. But all I see is someone else loving you. Someone else touching you. It's gotta be a nightmare. No sleep, I ain't losing.
say that you never wanted it to end this way. Sit yourself again and you can't breathe, but I need you because you need space. And I'm wondering who you eating with, who you sleeping with, who you rolling with, who you vibing with. In your dark times, who you gonna miss? In your hard times, who you gonna call? Cause I need you here, but you don't need me at all. Baby, do you still care? You see, you need space, but I'm afraid of being replaced with your face and a new name. And I know that it sounds insane, and I know I'm the one to blame. But since you walked away, all I see is someone else loving you, someone else touching you.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.